A handful of endorsements have been made for the two congressional candidates for Louisiana's 5th District. How are endorsements perceived by voters, and what is the impact of such calls of support? Notably, two former candidates expressed their support in the runoff campaign. With analysis is ULM political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Do you believe that we will see supporters of Jamie Mayo and Clyde Holloway turn out for either Reiser or McAllister in this election?
I think we will. I think if you are a voter that voted the first time and your candidate is not in this race, but you still feel that civic duty, that moral imperative, that inclination that I have to participate, that's what a good individual does, a good citizen does, but my candidate's not on the ballot. Somebody like Clyde Holloway telling his voters, hey, if you really like me, vote for so-and-so. Jamie Mayo telling somebody the same thing. Those types of things can push people towards a candidate.
How heavily does an endorsement weigh on an election?
A lot of people like to think of endorsements as being consequential and critical. We always think of the Oprah effect, where Oprah Winfrey came out and endorsed Barack Obama, and a lot of, I think, casual observers said that was the reason Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton, and it wasn't. The Oprah effect was, and the Oprah endorsement was important, but it was a factor among many. Endorsements like those of Mayor Mayo, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty, Clyde Holloway, you know, Steve Scalise. These are factors among many factors that voters will use to make a decision. The most common factor is typically this. It allows voters to feel better about the decision they've made. If they're conservative, if they are independent-leaning, it is a way for them to perhaps channel a decision they were already leaning to. It allows them to say, okay, if this individual, whom I consider to be very important, is endorsing a candidate, then that indicates perhaps that I am already going in the right direction.
When we look at the endorsements that have occurred, what areas of the 5th District that support either of those candidates could possibly turn to either Reiser or McAllister? When we talk about Clyde kind of in the central Louisiana and Jamie Mayo up here in the north.
Right. We have geographical and demographic considerations, and that is the fact Mayor Mayo is a Democrat, a black Democrat in Monroe, and so does his endorsement and his support allow one of these two candidates perhaps to attract black, to attract Democrats, or to attract people in Ouachita Parish? An endorsement like Clyde Holloway, one of these, if you will, old school Republicans who began his career as a Democrat, that white conservative independent, that white conservative Democrat, or that undecided white conservative Republican. An endorsement like Holloway sends a powerful signal down in Rapides Parish, down in that Alexandria area, that, okay, even though Reiser and Vance may not be from my area, and I might have supported somebody else the first time around, it can push those individuals to a particular direction. It can also give them information about a candidate that could help, you know, sway that decision or break a tie.
ULM political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation, Bob.